Part B. In this part of the test, you will hear longer conversations between two people and class discussions. After each conversation or discussion, you will be asked some questions. You will hear the conversations or discussions and the questions only once, so listen carefully. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one is the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the oval of the answer you have chosen. Answer all questions based on what is stated or implied by the speakers. Listen to the example. You will hear. Questions 1 and 2 are based on the following conversation between two friends at school.
Hi, Joni. Where are you going?
Oh, hi, Paul. I'm on my way to the library.
Oh, yeah? I just wondered if you wanted to go to a movie with me.
I'd love to, but I can't. I can't believe all the work I have this semester. I only have 3 classes, but in all of them I have lots of reading, term papers, reports, and essay exams. It's incredible. I feel like I'll never get through everything.
That's terrible. I felt like that last year when I had term papers to write, but this semester seems easy now. I spend a lot of time in class, but most of it is in labs doing experiments. I hated writing all those term papers. But can't I talk you into going to the show anyway? I've heard that the movie over at the East Auditorium is really good. It's a murder mystery.
Oh, now I'm sure I won't go. I might go to a comedy, but I hate murder mysteries.
Now listen to sample question number 1. Number 1. Where is the woman going? You will read the answer choices in your test book. A. To the cafeteria. B. To the movie theater. C. To her dorm room. D. To the library. The correct answer to the question, where is the woman going, is choice D, to the library. Now listen to sample question number 2. Number 2. Which best describes the man's feelings about his classes? You will read the answer choices in your test book. A. Term papers are easy for him. B. He has a lot of essay exams. C. He finds lab experiments easier than writing term papers. D. He is busier this semester than last semester. The best answer to the question, which best describes the man's feelings about his classes, is choice C. He finds lab experiments easier than writing term papers. Now listen to the test. Remember, you are not allowed to take any notes or write in your test book. Questions 21 to 24. Listen to the following conversation between two friends.
Hi, Sid. I loved your concert last night. How are you?
I'm a little bit tired. We didn't go to bed until 5 o'clock in the morning, and I injured my ankle before the show, but I feel better this afternoon. I slept all morning. How did you like the show?
I loved it. You were singing great. When are you playing next?
We have our next show here in New York at the Roxy Theater this Thursday.
I would love to go, but I have to stay and work here at the store.
Well, maybe you can see us next week when we play in Washington.
Yeah, maybe. I'm planning to go on vacation to San Francisco in April, so I may not be able to travel to Washington.
Really? We were invited to play at the Rock Music Festival in San Francisco in April, but we don't have a way of getting there. It's a long drive from New York.
Well, a friend and I are driving across the country in a big van, and we might have room for you in the band.
That would be great. Let me talk to the band members, and I'll call you later this week.
Okay, I'll look forward to hearing from you. Do you need any help looking for any records in the store today?
Yeah, I was looking for an album featuring John Coltrane and Miles Davis. Do you have any in stock?
No, I'm sorry, we don't. We can order one for you, or you might try down the street at one of the other record stores.
Okay, I'll just try down the street. I'll give you a call later this week.
Good. See you later.
Number 21. What was the man doing the previous night? Number 22. Where will the man play next week? Number 23. Where is the woman working? Number 24. Where is the woman going for her vacation? Questions 25 to 28. Listen to the following conversation between two students.
Hey, Tom.
How's it going, Mary?
Great. I just finished my last exam for the semester, and now I'm going home to get ready for summer break. What about you?
I'll finish my last exam this afternoon. I'm on my way to the library to finish studying for it. Where are you going this summer?
I'm planning to work in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. I'll be studying whales.
That sounds like a great job. I'll be working nearby on the coast at Nantucket.
What are you planning to do on the coast?
My uncle owns a restaurant there, so I'll be working as a waiter at night and then helping him do some accounting a few days each week. I have to save a lot of money for the next school year. Maybe we can get together and go to the beach this summer since we'll be living near each other.
That sounds good. I'll be working on a boat during July, and I won't return to shore for the entire month. But in June and later in August, I'll be working in the laboratories, and I could drive up and see you in Nantucket.
Okay. My uncle tells me June is the best time to go there before the town gets too crowded with tourists. Call me before you leave tomorrow, and I'll give you a phone number where I can be reached this summer.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Good luck with your exam.
Thanks.
Number 25. Where is the woman going to work for the summer? Number 26. Where will the man be working during the summer? Number 27. What is the woman going to study? Number 28. Why can't the woman visit the man in the month of July? Questions 29 to 31. Listen to the following conversation between two teachers.
Hey, Jean, how's it going?
Oh, the same old thing, I guess. I have to go to Washington next week to meet with my publisher, and I don't know how I'll manage with exams coming up. I'm looking forward to the break this summer.
Yeah, me too. How's the book coming?
Pretty well, I think. I just have to meet with the publishers to talk about the format for my last chapter. It's almost done.
What's the last chapter about?
Well, the book is about the poetry of Edgar Allan Poe, and the last chapter just focuses on The Raven as one of his most significant poems.
If you weren't so busy with going to Washington and all, I'd love to have you come to my American literature class and discuss Poe with them. We've been going over poetry and prose of the 19th century.
I'd love to, Jim, but I don't know what my schedule is going to be like when I get back next Thursday. When does your class meet?
Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3.
I might be able to do it. Let's talk when I get back next Thursday, and I'll let you know.
Thanks. It would be great if you could come.
Number 29. What field of study are these two speakers most likely teaching? Number 30. Why is the woman going to Washington next week? Number 31. What favor does the man ask of the woman? Questions 32 to 35. Listen to the following class discussion on genetics.
Before we move into the topic of genetic engineering, I'd like to answer any questions you have up to this point on the basic structure of DNA and make sure you understand the terminology. Yes, John?
I'm still not clear on the difference between a chromosome and a gene.
Well, you can think of the chromosome as packaging, so to speak, or the container for the DNA molecule. And a gene is a segment of that DNA molecule that carries genetic information. The whole DNA molecule is made up of thousands of genes, and it's twisted around inside of the chromosome.
So does the term double helix refer to the DNA?
Yes, But specifically, double helix refers to the shape of the DNA molecule. The DNA molecule is shaped like a long ladder twisting around itself in a spiral. And just like a ladder, it has many rungs or cross pieces.
Then can we say that one gene is like a small section of the twisted ladder?
Exactly. And genes come in various lengths. So one gene may be a long segment of the ladder or a shorter segment. Remember, we're using the analogy of the ladder just to help us picture the DNA molecule. Another way to look at it is like a spiral staircase with one section of the staircase representing one gene.
Number 32. What is this discussion mainly about? Number 33. How does the professor describe a gene? Number 34. Why did the professor use the analogy of the ladder? Number 35. Which of the following is true about DNA?